Michael Jackson hadn't staged a concert series in a long time, but he was scheduled to perform 50 dates in London starting in just a few weeks. The World's Laura Lynch is there, and Laura, the dates for these concerts had already been pushed back once, and that had led to concerns about Jackson's health and to speculation that the rigors of rehearsing were too much for him.
Yeah, and those concerns came up again today. There were claims in newspaper headlines and from family friends that this preparation for this 50-show tour was simply too much for Michael Jackson to handle, that he was taking painkillers, and perhaps far too many of them, and that it was all hindering his ability to actually just live. There are others in his entourage who say, no, that had nothing to do with it. In fact, one of his good friends, a former child star, Mark Lester, said today that he'd visited Jackson just a few weeks ago and said he seemed to be fine and fit and ready for the rigors of 50 shows. The ticket prices were way up there. In fact, as high as $1,300 for a package. Wow. That included champagne. So you could see it was important to him, both in terms of being able to get out there and perform, but hugely important financially.
And this was a sold-out string of dates, right?
Sold out, and the tickets were selling within minutes, sold at a rate of 11 per second, 657 tickets per minute, 40,000 an hour, and all in all, about 800,000 tickets were sold.
And as far as mourning and tributes paid, today in London, I've heard there's been a memorial moonwalk event taking place at the Liverpool Street train station.
Yeah, it came together just spontaneously through social networking sites. Perhaps more than 1,000 people just showed up there this evening to gather around and do a mass moonwalk in tribute to Michael Jackson. I kind of think if he knew that was happening, that's something he might smile about.
Let me just backpedal to some of his financial concerns. Michael Jackson had a lot of financial troubles. Presumably this 50-concert run would have been a huge moneymaker for him and might have helped with some of those problems.
Well, you've got to think, as I said, that that was something that was behind the motivation behind all of this. Certainly, he'd gotten himself into deep financial troubles. If this had come off, the company that was organizing it was looking at profits of perhaps as much as $115 million. And if they spun that off into a global tour, there we're looking at hundreds of millions of more. So there certainly was a definite business angle to Michael Jackson.
Laura, thank you very much.
You're welcome.